There's no shortcut. Never. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillette. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. All right, we'll get back to all your phone calls here on all this stuff. Painter, Jalen Balboa. What do you like better, Jalen Balboa or?
Jalen Balboa. It tracks.
Balboa.
It tracks.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it works better than Rocky Hurts.
Rocky Hurts, yeah. I like Jalen Balboa better. All right. Before we go do all that, let's can we hear from Jeff McClain, his podcast, Uncovering the Birds? So yesterday, Jeff wrote a story. It's a good one. I encourage you to go read it. Philadelphia Inquirer, about Julian Lurie. And here, the title of the story was an interesting one. Who is Julian Lurie? Well, we know who he is, right? He's Jeff's son. And he will one day run the Eagles when Jeff eventually steps down. But we don't really know much about Julian Lurie. And there's a lot about his background, school, when he came back to the Eagles, kind of learning all the different parts of the organization. You've said you've heard and kind of seen him around there. And he's done a lot of different things in his last few years here back in Philadelphia. But I thought there was a couple interesting things from the story that stood out to me. One of them, and this doesn't have to necessarily be a bad thing, but it's certainly a notable thing to me. He was portrayed in the story as someone from a business perspective that wants to know why they budget what they budget. Mm-hmm. When I read it, the word I thought was frugal. Like, not, we don't want to waste money on this. Why do we have a front office this big? Like, he likes to ask questions, apparently. Well, it made me wonder, one day down the line, like when Julian's in charge here, you know, Howie Roseman has a huge front office, right? He always brings in all those ex-GMs to help him out, like lots of people.
Yeah.
Will that always be that way? Will the new owner of the team want it that way? And the other thing I thought of was, part of the reason Howie is able to do what he does with the salary cap is Jeff Lurie writes big checks, right?
Yeah.
Spends a lot of cash. Will that always be the way? Here's Jeff McClain on his podcast kind of talking through the story and some of that stuff that stood out to me about Julian.
As I painted in the story, too, they're very different people in some ways. And I think that's kind of where maybe there's been the issues that I've talked about, that I wrote about in the story. And why there's maybe some concern moving forward about, okay, when this eventually happens, you know, how will this affect me? You know how everyone feels that way.
Right. There's the new boss on the horizon.
Correct. The new boss may not be the same as the old boss. But that being said, he's also kind of a little bit of a boss right now.
It's interesting as we get to hear more about him because he is involved already. We talked about Ellie yesterday. One of the other parts of the story was that he got to be in on these offensive coordinator meetings, right? He asked questions to the guys who they were interviewing, including obviously Sean Mannion. So he's already part of this, and we're starting to get some clues on when he's in charge, maybe what kind of owner he'll eventually be.
Yeah, it's. I remember when I visited a few times, he was basically sitting in the PR spot, just trying to figure out, you know, how things will work there, and you know, social media stuff and all that other good stuff. So he has a. I don't know how much of a grasp he has on everything, but he knows a lot about different parts of the business.
Mm-hmm.
So he wants to have his fingers on the pulse a little bit of everything, it feels like.
Yeah, I'm curious, you know, if we assume Howie's still here one day when Julian is in charge of the team. And this could be a decade down the line, right? Jeff Lurie doesn't seem like he's ready to step away anytime soon. You know, will Howie be cool with, are we going to have a front office as big? Will Howie be cool with, are we going to spend less cash on players and have to do contracts different? I mean, the Eagles have done things a certain way, and it's worked for a long time. That could be an adjustment period. So it's an interesting article. I would go read it, but that stood out to me. The word I would use is frugal. Wants to kind of make sure we're spending money in the right places compared to maybe what they were doing. 215-592-9494. All right, let's go to Aaron, who is in San Diego. Aaron.
Good afternoon, Philadelphia.
Good afternoon, Aaron.
So, Joe, you cut me off early yesterday, so I wanted to finish my statement that I was trying to make that, you know, we are going to keep the light on for you. We're going to keep the doors unlocked for you, and you are going to be welcomed. You and Kyle Quinn and Brett Eskin and Jack Fritz, you guys are all going to be welcomed with open arms after the Sky Marshall has an MVP-like season, you know, because we don't discriminate. We appreciate the haters as much as we appreciate the supporters.
See, this is where you go off the rails because I was one of the first people in the Jalen Hurts house. I was the one inviting everyone in when everyone told me Carson Wentz is great, and I said he's a stiff, and it's over. So the issue is just because I can see the light on the upward mobility of a player and the downward trajectory doesn't mean you have to pretend I'm a hater. I've been a Jalen Hurts fan before anybody. No, hold on, I was a Jalen Hurts fan in the beginning. and his career is going the wrong way now. I'm sorry if you can't see it the way I can. I saw it early, Aaron, and I'm seeing it again the other way. It just happens. It happens.
I mean, let's face it. I mean, how long have you realistically been an Eagles fan for?
Well, see, that's not fair, Aaron. That's not fair. That's not fair because you come in here and you try to poke. Aaron, the bottom line is this. I like Jalen Hurts. He's been a good Eagles quarterback. The reality is he didn't play well last year. So you could sky marshal us all you want. How about can you give me more than, you know, six games with 200 yards passing for the sky marshal? Can we do that?
Can I explain to you why the Jalenites are the Jalenites?
Sure, sure.
Okay, and it ties the Sixers and the Phillies into this whole thing.
Okay.
and the topic with Andrew Painter, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, while most people were watching the, you know, NBA playoffs, when I watched the NBA playoffs this year, I absolutely positively lost my mind watching this because you watch the likes of Jalen Brunson, right, who was in our backyard,
right?
Okay, who we wanted to look at his height, you know, and his athletic ability instead of looking at, you know, his heart, his work ethic, and his overall, just he's just a winner, right? We wanted to overlook that. Instead, we go for a guy like, you know, Ben Simmons, who has no heart whatsoever. You know, and then you've got this Champagne, who's a 6'7" guard, you know, who we could have used just so desperately. Instead, we give him up for some white kid to go into the dunk competition. You got Bridges, who,
right,
again,
right,
he was our draft pick, whose mom worked for the organization, you know, who we gave up for some, you know, 6'4" forward from Texas Tech,
right,
because the kid can jump through the roof. I mean, give me a break. You have a Sixers organization that is so dysfunctional. They have no idea,
right,
you know, their followers, they don't set the tone. They are followers, and they just think that, you know, bringing in these guys, you know, with no heart, James Harden, you know, these guys that aren't winners.
Yes.
Paul,
yes,
George. Well,
what does this,
you know,
have to do with
them to be something that they're
the
not.
Sky Marshall, what does it have to do with Jalen Hurts' trajectory as a player?
He let him cook.
I'm just trying.
Talking about the underdog. He's trying to tie the underdog.
Cooking up a wet fart.
He's trying to tie the underdog
it all together.
Yeah.
So the Phillies, the prime example of what's going on with the Phillies is look at Crawford, right? Mm-hmm. They bring this kid in, they pump him up to be this all-star player,
wow,
only to have him platoon.
No,
you cannot
pain, yeah,
put somebody in there, okay, and have him platoon. He's got to face the good, the bad, and the ugly. He's got to work through it. He's got to become a professional. And then, you know, how many Andrew Painters have the Phillies had over the last 20 years? You know, that they can't trade him because he's this, that, and the other thing. I mean, give me a break.
What does this have to do with Jalen Hurts?
This is a horrendous phone call.
Because Jalen Hurts and the Philadelphia Eagles, okay, are the most consistent thing in Philadelphia.
We all know this.
Okay, since... Are you going to... Go ahead, say what you had to say, Joe.
I guess I'm wondering why you feel the need to explain to us why people are fans of the quarterback on our football team. We don't know why people are fans.
Because as a fan of over 40 years, okay, we finally have something that is consistent.
Consistently,
you know, that
won. Consistently, well, that's not even true. That's actually not true. I would argue Jalen Hurts' career has been fluctuating between excellent and close to mediocre or worse. His first year as a starter.
Okay, so 2023, Joe Giglio, what was the issue? Was it Jalen Hurts or was it the defense?
Well, both. He had a lot of turnovers that season. A lot. And down the stretch of the season, he played
poorly.
Come
on, Joe. Come on.
Didn't he lead the league in turnovers over like a span of 20 games?
Was it Jalen Hurts' fault,
yeah,
that the
No, it was
the
all Kevin
Eagles
Pitbull,
defense
AJ
against
was throwing
the
games.
I
all
can,
know.
I can. Here's the reality. There are some quarterbacks that are pretty static year to year, right? Like, whatever you think they are, they're that every year. Let's use Lamar, or let's use Josh Allen. Let's use Joe Burrow. They're pretty much a top five-ish quarterback every year, right? The way they play, their mm-hmm, statistics, right? They're ranking in the MVP voting, whatever you want to say. They're kind of in that mix every year. Then there are quarterbacks who are not that good, not as good as those guys, but they're also pretty much the same every year. I would say Dak is kind of like that, right? Is Dak a top five quarterback? No. But is Dak like the 7th or 8th or 9th or 10th best quarterback most years?
Good enough for Hugh to fantasize about.
Right. Like, he's usually...
All day.
He's been pretty good to very good for, I don't know, a decade or so, right?
He's and the then, highest paid quarterback in the league, right, yeah, now. Well, Patrick Mahomes is now, but he was.
I don't think Jalen fits in either of those categories. One year of his career, 2022, he looked like a top 5 quarterback. Start to finish. Excellent. Mm-hmm. Last year, he looked like the 20th best quarterback in the NFL. His first year in 2021, he was kind of like he was this past year. 2023, I'd say more around 10. 2024, I don't know, 10 or 12. Like, he's been he's been high highs. He's had some low lows. I don't think he's consistent. I disagree with that. Now, if you want to say his personality is consistent, he's been pretty durable. He's a consistent person. Sure, I'm with you on that. But do you think his play is consistent? I don't see consistency.
It's been sporadic. Yeah. But the bottom line is, for Jalen, in this conversation, is that he's found ways to win.
The team has.
Joe, he is the quarterback of the team.
I know.
And he's found ways to win. And that's what people see. Like, when you talk about the attributes that most good quarterbacks have, because we always talk about Joe Burrow. Mm-hmm. We always talk about how good he is.
Well, he is.
Joe Burrow's only went to one Super Bowl, and Joe Burrow's been hurt damn near his whole career.
So the hurt thing, I'm with you, and that is a knock on him. And if you want to compare the two, it's definitely a ledger for Jalen versus Burrow. He plays for the Bengals.
No, it don't matter. He got the Bengals to the Super Bowl.
It matters completely.
Can we not do the find ways to win when you're
we are definitely going to do find ways to win, because it's going to help you understand the analogy that I was trying to help.
It's making me angry.
Well, if it doesn't help you, then I don't know what to tell you. But the bottom line is this. When you talk about skill sets and intangibles, Jalen has more intangibles than he probably has skill sets, which has worked well for him, that sent him to 2 Super Bowls.
Jordan Davis blocked a field goal. Did Jalen find a way to win?
And Jalen lit him up in the Super Bowl.
Wow.
And won it.
Awesome.
But he was the quarterback. See, this is where we're never going to see eye to eye, because for some strange reason, when it comes to accolades, especially with him, we want to separate him from the team.
No,
because you don't want to. No, yes, we do.
We all
want
to
separate him from the team. But we don't do that for anybody else.
Sure, we do.
We don't do that when we talk about Puka Nacua and how many passes he was catching and all this other stuff. We don't do that for anybody else.
Guys are individually great players.
Jalen is the quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles, and he is the champion. And he's been to 2 Super Bowls.
Oh, my God.
And he's accomplished more. Who has accomplished more in his class? In his class that he got drafted in at quarterback than anybody else.
Yeah, but Hugh, hold on a second.
No, answer the question.
But what does that mean?
Answer the question, because I'm gonna tie it in for you. Who has accomplished at the quarterback spot more than him in his class?
But you have changed.
Who has accomplished more than Jalen Hurts?
You're having your own debate.
No, I'm not having my own debate. Because this is why I'm gonna try to tie in.
Hold on, I'll answer
the whole
your question.
Rocky analogy. Okay, well, answer for me then, Joe.
Jalen Hurts, but nobody's having the debate of accomplishments. You're the only one having that.
No, because it matters.
No, we're talking
when
about
you talk about when you talk about skills. When you talk about Jalen was a 2nd round draft pick, right?
Yes.
Because he didn't have the skills of a Joe Burrow, correct? He didn't have the accolades of a Tua Tagovailoa, correct?
He was looked at as a lesser prospect.
He was looked at as a lesser prospect.
I agree with you.
Rocky Balboa was looked at as a lesser fighter, wasn't he, than Apollo Creed.
I guess what made the analogy funny to me is Rocky was looked at as a nobody.
Do you understand what I'm saying now? Do you get what I'm saying?
I've always got it. I just don't agree with it. It's too extreme.
So how is it so hard to agree with when it's right there looking you dead in the face?
Okay, ready for this? There are great fighters. There are middle-of-the-pack fighters, and there are tomato cans. Hold on.
Was Buster Douglas a great fighter?
No. Let me finish.
Did he beat Mike Tyson?
Can I finish?
Yeah, you got it.
There are different levels of fighters, right? And we're doing a fictional thing. Rocky's fictional. I mean, I know.
No, I just gave you one. Buster Douglas.
I know Chuck Wepner was the real the Bayonne brawler. But the idea is Rocky Balboa is fictional. Apollo Creed, you want to call him Joe Burrow, number one pick in that class? Because you brought up that draft class. Fine. Yeah. Joe Burrow is the Apollo Creed, the best one in that class, the generational, blah, blah, blah. That's fine, but the depiction of Rocky is he's the low level, bottom of the barrel, he holds someone's spit can fighter. That's not
because
what a second what a second round pick quarterback is. A second round pick quarterback has some flaws, is not quite a first rounder, but you obviously he's close to a first rounder than he is a 7th rounder. Like, that's Rocky Balboa. The idea of Rocky Balboa is if it's a 7th round pick, Tom Brady's Rocky Balboa in a sense. I guess give me a Kurt Warner, right? Give me a guy that was undrafted. A 2nd round pick, you're supposed to be an NFL starter.
And see, this is where you don't get the analogy, because number one, Jalen's not like Tom Brady played in New England. Jalen plays here in Philadelphia.
Well, this is pretty close.
Okay, listen to what I'm saying. So when Jalen got here, he wasn't expected to be the starter, right?
No.
He wasn't expected to be.
Just like Tom Brady.
Okay, can I finish?
Yeah.
So then he becomes the starter, the lesser than Carson Wentz quarterback, correct?
Yeah.
And he goes to two Super Bowls and outplays Mahomes in both of them.
Similar to Brady taking Rocky Bledsoe's job.
But no, but like I said, Tom Brady's in New England. Jalen's here in Philadelphia.
Well, I'm trying to understand that part of
because
it.
Because it's Philadelphia. That was the whole premise of me making the correlation between him and Rocky Balboa is because he's Philadelphia.
But hold on. There's parallels as much as one thing is green.
I don't give a damn about the parallels that go to anywhere else. I'm talking about Philadelphia.
I'm trying to throw
you a
bone.
This is where you don't get it because we're in Philadelphia.
I'm trying to tell you where
I'm telling you how people feel about Jalen in Philadelphia.
We put up a poll and they were against you.
Most people agree with you.
Okay, with most people can kiss my ass.
Well, okay, but you just trying to tell me this is what most people feel.
But
that's true.
Okay, because you know what? You know why I feel this way? Because most people that call in here that defend Jalen, that's what they talk about when they talk about Jalen. Mm-hmm. How his accomplishments.
Okay.
That was the correlation that I made. They're talking about, he did this and he did that.
Hugh, parallels don't mean that they're the same. Like one thing can be green and another thing's green. They're both green. That doesn't mean they're the same.
It tracks.
Okay. To you and not really many else.
You know what? I was born by myself, and I will be on this island by myself. Yep. It don't bother me.
Vision.
I don't give a damn if nobody on this line listen to or understand what's coming out of my mouth. Because like I've been trying to tell y'all since I've been here, I've been vibrating on a high level since I cracked this mic in this piece.
I guess the part for me, now this is Aaron's fault because he brought us back to this. The Eagles are supposed to win. Like it doesn't hit that you're
not supposed to win.
They were a winner before Jalen got here, and they'll be a winner after.
Ain't nobody supposed to win. It's the Philadelphia Eagles. They're supposed to win.
I'll change the sport for a different analogy. Barry Bonds, Derek Jeter. Who's more accomplished? Derek Jeter. He played for the Yankees. That's why he's so accomplished. I'm not saying Derek Jeter wasn't a good baseball player. He's in the Hall of Fame. He had 3,000 hits. He's really good. Barry Bonds didn't win a damn thing. Derek Jeter won mostly because he was a Yankee, not because he was a good player. Like, no one says Derek Jeter's a better player than Barry Bonds. Like, there's no, like, because he's more accomplished. That doesn't matter. Like, the better player is the better player, right? Like, that's where the Bengals thing, like Joe Burrow. Jalen Hurts is more accomplished. He's won the Super Bowl. Joe Burrow hasn't. But doesn't mean he's better. Like, Joe Burrow plays for the Bengals. Right? My analogy?
Yeah, I understand the analogy. And he took the Bengals to the Super Bowl.
Right. That only happens once every 30 years.
Jalen took the Eagles to the Super Bowl twice.
Right, but what's easier?
How many times did Nick Foles take him to the Super Bowl?
Once.
Okay.
But what's easier to do?
It's not easy to go to the Super Bowl.
What's easier to do, take the Eagles to the Super Bowl or the Bengals?
It's not easy to go to the Super Bowl for anybody, Joe.
Hugh.
Did anybody think the Seattle Seahawks was going to the Super Bowl, especially over the Rams? Did anybody think the Rams were gonna lose that game against the Seahawks? The
Seahawks were favorites.
In the Super Bowl, in that game?
Yeah, they were a home team in the favorite game.
But you're missing my point, Joe. Nobody expected the Seahawks to go to the Super Bowl. When the season started, who were the front runners to go to the Super Bowl? It was the Rams and maybe the Eagles in the NFC.
But the Eagles have been.
But my point stands. Nobody expected it to happen, but it happened. That's why it's hard to go to the Super Bowl. Jalen has done something.
I just don't understand. The Eagles have been favored in 75% of his games.
I'm trying to explain it to you. It's not easy to do. I know it looks like it's easy to do, but it's not easy to do.
Comparatively, it is easier to take the Eagles to the Super Bowl than Bengals. What do you think is easier? Taking let's use a team that has been good for a while. Taking the New England Patriots to the Super Bowl or the Cardinals? The Patriots. There's more in the infrastructure of the team is stronger.
You know what it is? For me, it's just eerily odd that when we talk about how hard it is to go to the Super Bowl and we talk about quarterback accomplishments, when we talk about what Jalen has accomplished, it's always separate from the team. Everybody, there's not a roster in the NFL that doesn't want to have good players around them. That's how the NFL is built.
Of course.
But when we talk about Jalen Hurts, well, he had a good roster. So what?
But that that's explains, Howie's job. That explains
that'll,
it.
But Jalen still is a leader.
You did this when you made the Dak comparison. You said you wanted to see Dak with this talent.
Because that's what fans want to do. But guess what? Guess at the end of the day, what it is. Dak's not an Eagle. Guess who else is an Eagle? Lamar Jackson isn't an Eagle. And whoever else you want to put behind center that you feel is a better quarterback. The quarterback that we got is the quarterback, and he's went to two Super Bowls.
I just want to see if you are on the same page as my analogy, because I'm trying to be on the same page as yours. I'll use the same person. That way we don't have to parse people. What's more impressive? LeBron James taking the Cavaliers and winning or the Miami Heat and winning? To me, it's the Cavaliers. They are a dog crap organization. The Miami Heat had Pat Riley and Dwayne Wade. They won before he got there. One organization compared to the other is a huge part of the story. Like it feels like, why can't we just accept that? It's easier to win if you're LeBron on the Miami Heat than the Cleveland Cavaliers. Just like it's easier to win with the Eagles. That will be true. Do you think Nick Foles could have won the Super Bowl anywhere else? No, he got to play with the 2017 Eagles. He got to play with the best roster in football. And he won. He played a great game. Just like Jalen gets to play with the Eagles. And guess what? The next quarterback. I feel the same way about Nick Sirianni. If Nick Sirianni coached the Titans, they'd go 4-13.
I hear you, and I acknowledge what you're saying, but that argument falls on deaf ears because just like I said, if I played with Warren Sapp, I'd be a Hall of Famer. If I played with Simeon Rice, I'd be a Hall of Famer.
I agree.
But guess what? I didn't. I got to play the hand that I'm dealt, just like Jalen played the hand that he dealt, and he won the Super Bowl, and he's been the two.
It feels
and
like
he's outperformed everybody in his quarterback class.
Well,
That's a fact, by
one metric.
Okay, but he still outperformed them.
But
he was a lesser quarterback.
His team,
Rocky Balboa. Okay, see, that's what I'm saying. That for me, that's not going to track.
Well,
that you can say it all you want.
And are we back to Rocky?
That's the aisle you want to live in. That's fine. It's not tracking for me.
Well, it's not tracking for me. It is true.
So we're back to Rocky.
We're back to Rocky.
Okay.
Because it tracks. And if you don't understand it, I'm sorry.
Well, Jalen was dealt a better hand than Rocky was.
Okay, then that's fine.
Okay.
And Jalen played the hell out of his hand. Mm-hmm. And that's why Jalen is a Hall of Fame, borderline Hall of Fame quarterback.
Well, now we're going pretty
far. And he's a Super Bowl MVP.
And the Sky Marshall.
And the Sky Marshall. Yes, all of that right. and a bag of chips.
The thing I agree least with that is the Sky Marshall. He is a Super Bowl MVP for sure. And he does have a chance to make the Hall of Fame.
No, he's the best player of all time.
Sky Marshall. I can't go to Sky Marshall.
He was at one time.
Mm-hmm.
215-592-9494. All right. You people coming up, I'm sure they have a lot to say. Audio to get to from you. Actually, some really fun, weird, and exciting and different audio to get to from yesterday around the sports world. That's next. Midday show on Rocky Balboa Radio on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Oh, do we have something here?
Yeah. You got to read there, Rocky.
Oh, do I? It's always funny.
Ain't no easy way out.
No shortcut home. All right. Golf's biggest names are chasing one of sports' most coveted titles, and you could trade the entire tournament on Kalshi. On Kalshi, you can trade the overall winner, every single round, or even select matchups, which is the best part of all this. Because you could pick, you know, just specific matchups within a tournament, or you could take the winner themselves. I'm going Rory. 12% right now on Kalshi to win the entire thing, which means a $100 trade on Rory pays out $784.97 on Kalshi. You're trading against peers in a live market, meaning there's no house. And as probability changes, you could buy in and out of your position for a limited time. Download the Kalshi app and use code GIGLIO to get $10 for your trade. 10 KALSHI Kalshi. Trade on anything.
Hey, Seuss. What's up, man? Apologize for last night. I jinxed you with your no-hitter. But you pitched great and got a win. It's all that matters. Really, really enjoyed my first Phillies experience. It was great time, great atmosphere, and excited. You guys are rolling. Hope you guys keep it going. And, you know, I got two tickets for you anytime you want to come to a Sixers game. Go Phillies and go Sixers.
The least he could do.
You know, I want to be a Mike Gansey guy. I really do. It's been a weird start.
I heard somebody talking about his haircut. After that, they didn't like his haircut.
Well, so why is he trying to console him? He won the game and pitched well. Like,
well, because somebody told him, he probably learned yesterday that you're not supposed to do that.
I know.
Well, how do you not know that already if you're him?
I don't know.
He's probably locked into basketball.
He's just a basketball sicko.
Yeah.
I'll accept that excuse.
That's what it kind of feels
if
like.
That's how it turns out.
And then he offered up the tickets. I'm like, yeah, dog, that's the least you could do.
Yeah. Well, I mean, also, didn't Lizardo just get $100 million? Does he really need Mike Hansey's pity tickets?
He did jinx his no-hitter.
I know, he could pay for his own seats, though. Like, if you're Lizardo, would you rather have the no-hitter that this guy jinxed or a pair of tickets to the Sixers?
The no-hitter.
Yeah, right. I mean, I guess he... Do you think he decided to do the apology? Or did someone say, "Hey, they're ripping you. Why don't you apologize?"
Oh, it has to be.
Probably, yeah, he probably trying to endear himself to the city. Okay. It makes sense. It makes sense that he tries to.
I'm not out on Mike Yancey, but it's been a rocky start to this thing between the press conference and now this and that. I don't know.
I'm holding out hope that he's good at what he does.
Which that's all that matters.
Maybe a tick off. But maybe you need to be a tick off.
You trying to say he on the spectrum?
Well, no. I wouldn't speculate on any of that.
Basketball sicko. Let's just call him.
He sounds like a very nice fellow.
Yeah, the spectrum sound kind of.
But
I didn't mean it.
That's not my position to diagnose anybody.
No, it's not. Yeah, it's not. Yeah. But you think I should give him a fidget toy?
But
yes, I think you should print Mike Gansy a fidget toy.
I'm gonna give him a fidget toy
and get him on Tinder.
Yeah. No, I agree. Yeah.
Okay. Do we have a couple more pieces of audio to unpack before
unfortunately.
We get back to the phone lines? What are we going to next? What do we got next?
How about Red Star?
All right. So, Just listen. Hold on. You can glaze Andy Dalton, but I can't have a crush on Red Star Cole Payton.
I'll tell you who is Rocky. Cole Payton.
Fine.
Well, you know fifth round of North
That's
Dakota
Rocky.
State.
You guys are childish.
Okay, so we're having fun with this. The Eagles put out a video of the mini camp, okay, and some mic'd up moments. So we know on this, listen, we're all taking positions on the show on the quarterbacks, right? You have painted yourself firmly in the camp of Andy Dalton. That has been established here.
Yeah, the red rifle.
I'm the red.
Wait a minute, I don't like how you said
it. Sorry,
that.
You are. I am Red Star Cole Payton guy. And listen, I told you I saw a young Mark Brunell when I watched the college stuff.
This is just what's your shade of red?
That's all it is.
Red Star.
Red Rifle.
Red Rifle.
And all I know is I have the big guns in my corner. Because listen to this. This was during
I'm so
Eagles.
Getting high after I get out of here.
Eagles. Me too, actually. I'm Eagles high when I mini get out camp. All right, listen to this. This
is a great ball.
Yeah, he does, doesn't he? He got pretty. It's quick drop. Quick. Yeah. Guys out of college don't have that usually, where they got that quick rhythm with it. He's been working at it.
You know what, Kyle?
Red Star!
This is where it's the
Cole Payton!
The bridge too far.
Why are you anti-Cole Payton?
Darn it! Stand up.
Are you done?
I'm not. No, see? The Rocky music is fitting. Okay.
He was a fifth round pick.
At least it's closer to the bottom of the draft. This week came in fast.
Okay. Now he's got to get through Andy Dalton or Tanner McKee, who probably more embodies Spider Rico.
Yeah. Oh, Tanner McKee's clearly Spider Rico.
Actually, you know what? In fairness, Wentz in 2020 was Spider Rico.
Just washed.
You know what?
Yeah.
I'm going to start looking at Tinder.
Hold on. Don't, because nothing will top the audio that we're going to play.
We got one more. This is a tennis player. Where is this? The French Open?
Yes. I forget how they'll pronounce his name.
Yeah. So this is after a match, and he's being interviewed by the sideline person.
What was that?
Victor Wembanyama or something. All right, so sideline reporter, French tennis player. Listen, let's just listen to this.
142-mile-an-hour second serve. How tough is it to return that?
That's so frustrating. You know, when I had the match point, I was on the second serve. Okay, you aim in the middle. Whatever you do, you just put the ball in the court, and then he hits me 142. I was like, "Fuck! I would have to serve, and I would have to."
No F bombs, please.
F-f-f-.
No. Right, Corentin, I'm going to ask you one more question. Apologies, everyone, for the language there. I'm going to ask you one more question, so please keep it clean, okay? You on the grass last week, unfortunately, didn't go your way. What's it like to get your first victory? Okay, Corentin, we need to improve that for the next round. Apologies, everyone. Corentin Moutet.
I was close.
Yeah, that wasn't bad.
She said, please, not let, you know, less F-bombs, and he just rolled him out.
That was kind of, that sounded like something I would do.
You think he was playing to the crowd? Because the crowd really liked the first one.
And that's probably why he did it, because it was like, you know, and it didn't sound like, you know, they didn't censor it, so they, you know, they were kind of okay with it. Yeah.
They clearly liked the last one, too. I mean, they were erupting. He had that crowd.
Yeah, he's a showman.
He worked them, yeah.
He clearly is. All right, so there's some good stuff there. All right, let's go back to the phone lines, and then we'll have you people coming up in just a little bit here. Okay. I don't even know where to go. This is quite a board. Uncle Drew in Dover is up. Uncle Drew.
Thank you.
You got it.
Yo.
Oh, man, you awesome. Listen, I couldn't have said it better than what you said.
Wow. Like, maybe you can say it better off the speakerphone.
Yeah, Uncle Drew, you got it.
If you're on speaker.
I got you.
No problem. Take your time.
He said take your time.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, much better. Now everyone can hear you.
Okay. I'm,
I'm in my office. I'm trying to eat some lunch. Okay. But anyhow, it's all good. Mm-hmm. Listen, but I had to get on. Listen, all this criticism that's coming at Jalen Hurts, you do have a lot of people that's going to support Jalen Hurts. Nobody's saying that he's perfect, just like Hugh was saying. But the thing is that you got to, you can't separate him as far as from the team, like Hugh's been already been saying. And you have these top tier quarterbacks, except for Patrick Mahomes that has won, and Jalen Hurts has won, but yet we don't want to give him no credit. He was a Super Bowl MVP, but yet we just want to give the defense credit, but we don't want to give credit to what he performed and put out there on the field during the Super Bowl.
Can I ask you a question? Can I ask you a question, Uncle Drew?
But we don't want to give him credit. Go ahead.
Well, because we use these things that are just blanket statements to add to arguments that really don't.
It's not a blanket statement.
Can I ask you a question? Because they are to me, because they don't add anything to the discussion and they don't really mean anything. Let me ask you. I ask you a question. Would you feel different about Jalen Hurts? And I know you're a fan of his. Would you say he's a lesser player if the voters had given the MVP to Josh Sweat? Jalen plays the exact same game two Februarys ago. Exact same game.
Oh, my God.
My question is, would you feel differently about Jalen?
No, I wouldn't feel differently about him.
That's it. And I wouldn't feel any different either, Uncle Drew. Then we can't use that.
Hold on.
We can't use that accomplishment as a major thing if it really doesn't
change. Why can't we? It's the Super Bowl.
Because you just said it. It wouldn't change your opinion. A major accomplishment is something that should move the needle, Uncle Drew. He played great in that Super Bowl.
Let me ask you a question.
Hold on.
He did.
So then Super Bowl MVP is irrelevant. That's just a title that was given by those voters. He'd still be the same guy without that. So I need more than just the voters in the press box in New Orleans wrote his name instead of Josh Sweat. It doesn't change anything.
Hold on. Okay. Was Trent Dilfer the Super Bowl MVP?
Nope. No. But Trent Dilfer's bad.
Exactly. My whole point.
Jalen's not a bad quarterback. Why would we put him in that category?
Well, but I wouldn't be able to tell, though. I wouldn't be able to tell by the way that you and Spike, you know what I'm saying? Y'all talk crazy. Listen, I'm going to tell you like this. The way that y'all hate so bad, it makes us look bad because there's so many podcasts right now that they show clips of you, clips of Spike. How badly y'all talk about this man.
Hold on a second. The conversation that we're having. Maybe you're not listening. I don't agree with Hugh's analogy because in the analogy.
I agree 100%.
Okay, but let me finish. Rocky Balboa is a ham and egger, bottom of the barrel, can't get a real fighter. He's a nobody. I don't view Jalen as that. You're saying I'm hating on him. I'm saying he's too talented to be called Rocky. Like, you're mad at me for saying he's talented.
That's hate, Joe.
Let me ask you a question. He is one of the best,
I'll just use best, dual threat quarterbacks in the history of pro football. I don't know. If you consider that hate, I don't know what you want me to say. He has nearly 5,000 rushing yards. He has 60 rushing touchdowns. He has been a winning player for his entire career. My perspective is he is in decline physically, and I believe that. But he's been a good football player. I think the Rocky analogy is for low-level players, less talented players. I don't view Jalen like that. How in the world is that hate?
Yes. Listen, what I'm saying, just like the last guy is saying, and Hugh is saying as well, is that you can't just look at, we're just looking at skills, and yes, he's not as skilled as these players. But the thing is that he gets the job done, the intangibles that he had. Now, I'm going to just tell you like this. My favorite era of Eagles football is Hugh's era. And I was sadly disappointed. Mm-hmm. Sadly disappointed. That should have been a dynasty. Donovan McNabb had so much skills. He was a dual threat quarterback with his legs, everything.
Of course.
But guess what? He didn't get it done because when it mattered most and certain situations, he didn't get it done. But you know who did get it done? Jalen Hurts. So you can't separate the two.
You can.
Because Hugh's era should have. Hold on. Hugh's era should have won at least 3 Super Bowls, I believe.
Do you think Troy Aikman is a better quarterback than Dan Marino?
Oh my gosh.
No, he's
then
not.
Then you can separate
what
it. You just separated it. Drew, you just separated it. You told me you can't separate it. You can easily separate how a player
plays. You're making it the wrong way. You're taking it the wrong way. You're taking it the wrong way.
You said you can't separate winning. You can't separate winning from ability. Yeah, you can.
Oh, my gosh. Listen, at the end of the day, what I'm saying and what Hugh is saying as well is that, yo, you're not giving him enough credit. We're not saying that he's the best skilled quarterback. That means he may not be the better quarterback in that way. But guess what? You know what he does have? He has a Super Bowl. He has two Super Bowls that he's going to, and he's outplayed the best player in the game two times.
I have a question. What is enough credit? What's the statement you would like us to make that will make you feel warm and fuzzy inside about how we feel about Jalen? What's the statement?
It's not so much a statement. It's
okay. You know what it is? I'm going to tell you what it is, too.
What's enough?
Listen. What I'm saying to you is that this man has been the perfect quarterback as far as how he's conducting himself. Mm-hmm. He don't put nobody under the bus, and he's still producing as far as winning. Mm-hmm. He doesn't put the organization under the bus. He don't put teammates under the bus. He doesn't give subliminal messages. Oh, just like like I said, I love Donovan McNabb, but a lot of times why people don't like him is because of subliminal messages that he sent. So he doesn't do what Carson Wentz did as well. Mm-hmm. So like this dude just speaks perfectly.
I think he gets
is the
a lot of
ideal
credit for that, actually.
Diplomatic quarterback. Come on, man.
We've all said that. I think have we not said he's handled this offseason well? He looks better than Jalen. Why is Hugh feeling the same way?
Why is Hugh feeling the same way?
He came up with a Rocky analogy and we didn't like it.
It's true.
You diminish, it's almost like for Jalen, his accomplishments are diminished because you want to hold the fact that Howie has done a great job of amassing talent.
But wait a second.
Against him.
Do you think
nobody does that for anybody
else.
But we do.
We do it for all
you know
the
what?
Eagles.
You remember
doesn't Nick Sirianni face the same thing? He is not viewed by anyone in the same class. Let me ask you this question. Because I don't think this is any different. We're just sensitive about Jalen. If I say, and maybe some, but not as many, if I say, Nick Sirianni isn't as good of a coach as Sean McVay. People are not going to bite my head off when I say Jalen Hurts, not as good of a quarterback as whoever. Like, it's the same thing.
I think people, when you talk about it, Coach Sirianni is a good coach.
And Jalen's a good quarterback.
And Coach Sirianni, you know, when you talk about, this is where I feel, this is why this argument for me is ridiculous. Because when I played in the NFL, nobody talked about, he got a loaded roster. Everybody trying to stack their roster. And I think it's the same thing with Coach Sirianni. Coach Sirianni gets a bad rap for being a bubblehead coach because he does bubblehead stuff. He yelling at fans. He doing all that. But when you talk about him and Sean McVay, they're on the same track as far as accomplishments as coaches go. They just have two different coaching styles. Let me just cook for 1 minute. The biggest difference is Sean McVay's coaching style is probably a little bit more traditional in what everybody else is used to, right? And Coach Sirianni's isn't. Just like Jalen's style is something that nobody's really used to. And say Matt Stafford's style is something that everybody's used to. It's the same thing.
That's fine. I mean, I disagree. We're not used to Jalen's style. There's plenty of dual threat quarterbacks.
But not as accomplished as him. It's not who's more, as far as Jalen's concerned, as the dual threat quarterback.
Russell.
I forgot about him. Okay, it's two guys.
Okay.
But when you talk about the other quarterbacks,
Steve Young.
When you talk about the three. But when you talk about the other quarterbacks, Joe, that have won Super Bowls, there's more Matt Staffords than there are Russells and Steve Youngs.
We realize it's changing, right? Like
it's starting to change.
Yeah, but
but when you talk about what it's been in the past and who won last year, Jalen broke through. Jalen broke through. When you had, Russell fell off.
No, I know.
You don't have that many quarterbacks that have accomplished it the way that he plays.
I guess, just for me, it's not offensive to parse credit. I think the biggest reason they win is Howie. So, naturally, unless you have a great, 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 great quarterback or a great, 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 great coach, they're going to get less credit for it. I feel the same way about Nick than I do about Jalen. They're not at the top of the game. Among their peers. It's not about it. That's it. That's the way I feel. Our Twitter question is sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You learn about and schedule your evaluation. PIdentalCenter.com. I don't even know, go back to yesterday's poll or today's poll or what poll.
What we got?
I don't even know. Well, I mean, I know. Bigger Phillies mistake. Not trading Painter or calling him up too early. What do you got?
calling him up too early. 78%.
Not trading Painter, 66%. Oh, wow. All right, let's get to you people.
Well, the show went off the rails with the Jalen discussion. I was going to blame Hugh, but I blame you people.
Yeah,
because
well,
I opened
how
up.
How will get blamed?
Actually, this is Cowboy Jim's fault.
I opened up. Yeah, it
he
is true. He brought
up
it back.
Your Rocky it is Cowboy take, Jim's fault. And then we just haven't stopped for almost 2 hours.
But we were going to have an innocent conversation about Andrew Painter, Taiwan Walker,
Brandon Soresby.
We were going to do Soresby, yeah. Jalen Carter, Max Crosby.
We actually didn't have much Hurts written down at all today.
I was minding my own business. Opened up the YouTube chat. Bang! Tons of Jalen Hurts stats. Nobody gives Jalen Hurts respect, and they're all fighting about Jalen Hurts. What do you know? We end up fighting about
you guys
Jalen.
Are just
well. You know what? I just want to put this out there for all the people who say all you do is talk about Jalen Hurts. YouTube chat was lit up with Hurts before we mentioned it, and a caller brought up Jalen Hurts on the show before we mentioned him.
Yeah,
just putting that out there.
Well, that's what people
you
like to
all
argue want to about.
Talk about Jalen Hurts. It's okay to admit. It's fine.
Yes.
We're all having a great
Uncle
time.
Drew
doing.
Is half eating lunch, half calling us yelling great. About Hurts.
Yep. Good to hear Hugh was mailing it in at 10:01 a.m. today.
Mailed it in.
You said those words.
Openly admitted that he mailed it.
Yeah, that wasn't a guess.
Has Joe called the police yet after getting cooked by Elliot yesterday?
No, again, you guys, I think we misunderstand how debates work. Because you agree with the person's perception on something doesn't mean they cooked. Elliot said that Jalen Hurts is the best athlete in Philadelphia because he won the Super Bowl 2 years ago. I'm like, no, that doesn't work. Mm-hmm. If that's cooking, you guys are all ridiculous.
All right, I'm going to shorten this because we're running out of time. Running out of time.
Yep.
So I want to get to some pieces of audio here. Mm-hmm. Now, we did not include these in our this final segment because these did not happen on our show. But I'm starting to wonder what the hell is going on around this office here.
Uh-oh.
Between we got snack of the night issues and then even Ruben on the morning show with some interesting comments here.
7 inches of all that man.
Oh, wow.
I try not to pull on it too many times.
Wait a minute. That, to be fair to Rube, those are two different cuts. But the 7 inches of all man is like, that's a lot.
Yeah. 7 inches of all that man.
Well, it goes along with one in the past. It's the hardest wood he ever saw.
Oh, that's
I mean,
right.
It's all right there.
It's a lot. Love it Rube. Is He's... a lot. And there was a John Johnson. Oh, here we go. Yeah.
I'm going right for the meat.
A lot of happenings on
Lakin, this. Lakin, get this place in order.
Oh, yeah, Rod. I'm going to use that more.
I'm going to tell Blue Jeans.
All right. Speaking of John Johnson.
Yes.
And the...
Guilty!
Hugh had his own moment yesterday. He was going for Forrest Gump, but this is really what we got.
I don't know, man. I've been 3D printing. That sounded a little zesty.
It was so zesty.
But it was supposed to be Forrest Gump though. But I
yeah,
guess.
We know. Yep. And this is how it turned out. Sorry.
I don't know, man. I've been 3D printing.
Why you got to play it twice?
I don't know, man. I've been 3D printing. All right, then, man.
3D printing.
I'm gonna get. You know, I'm about to go home and have me.
Well, you're definitely gonna need to go home after. I mean, just this happened on the air. I just want to just quite simply, this happened on the air yesterday.
Hockey.
Yes.
And now
I'm a teacher.
Now we're back to Darnold as the best quarterback in pro football.
I am winning.
Okay.
I'm winning right now.
Winning what?
Step on my tender feet because there's a bunch of big girls on there today.
I'm a little surprised.
Wait a minute, you picked that up. I'm just saying. I didn't. I feel some kind of way because I'm like, dang. It's a lot of healthy eaters on my tender feet. I'm like, damn. The hell I'm doing?
You know, I just want to say, like, you know, I got a lot of heat.
I'm just saying. I'm just like, hey, I've been taking a lot of L's lately.
I mean, how am I supposed to continue after
I'm
that?
I'm just saying, taking a lot of L's lately. I'm just saying, dog.
All right, well, I'm so glad everyone saw you swiping on Tinder.
I was swiping left,
which I don't buy. I don't buy your swipe.
I got to tell you, you had the
everyone,
whole
yeah.
booth there.
You
got to
cast a wide net sometimes, you.
Yeah.
Listen, man.
And by wide, I mean
that right there got me in a whole lot of trouble right there. That's
I'm wondering if you might be on the wrong app.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I've been 3D printing.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Oh, wow.
And that's enough for us today. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Afternoon show next on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.